USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Serena Williams will have at least one more tennis match before she retires. She defeated Danka Kovanec in two sets, 6-3, 6-3, in the first round of the U.S. Open in Queens. Williams was able to battle back after a slow start. She now moves on to face number two seed Anett Kontaveit in the second round. Flood waters were not as high as expected in Jackson, Mississippi. The Pearl River crested less than a foot shy of the major flood stage level. Earlier projections showed about anywhere between 100 and 150 buildings facing possible flooding. Some residents sought higher ground as a precaution late last week. Wall Street closed lower on Monday, adding to hefty losses from last week when the Fed pledged to keep interest rates high to tame inflation. The Dow fell 184 points, NASDAQ down 124 points, the S&P 500 off by 27. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.